Hallelujah. This song says, let the praise begin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hopefully it started this morning. It's just a carryover right now. Come on.
Yeah. We thank God for being here. I'm going to really have that testimony. I won't go back. I can't go back. Say, I won't go back. Come on, talk to me. Say, I won't go back. Fighting the battle of illnesses. Amen. God is a good God. And I always thank God for my wife. And God bless her with health and strength. Amen. We just bless the Lord. And we thank God for all that He's doing. And I do thank God for Mother Timothy's testimony. I never heard that about all those strokes. But how many know God is still good? Come on, how many know God is still good? In spite of it all, God is a good God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to ask you to stand today for our scripture reading, which will be coming from Ephesians chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 14 through 20 of Ephesians chapter 5. Amen. And after, immediately after that, we pray. I want you to hold Psalms, the 19th division of Psalm, verse 14. So we're going to read verses 14 through 20 of Ephesians chapter 5, and then we're going to read Psalm. One verse of scripture in Psalm, that's Psalm 19, verse 14. Do we all have it? Can we say amen? Amen. If you don't have it, it is on the screen. Amen. How many know God is a good God? Amen. I said, how give God a wave off? If you know God is a good God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm waiting for him to pay some of, like Sister Shaniqua, I'm waiting for him to pay some of my bills, but I don't know how I get paid. That's a good God, right? When God pays something for you that you were expecting to pay, that is a mighty good God. Amen. We bless the Lord. Verse 14 reads, do we all have it? Amen. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee life. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Psalm 19, verse 14 reads, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength. Let us pray. Lord, we bless your name today. Lord, we thank you that we have a mind to serve you in the land of the living. Even as the psalmist declared, I fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And Lord, as we assemble together in thy presence, Lord, we ask you to send us a blessing through thy word. Lord, send your word to heal. Lord, send your word to deliver. Lord, send a word to set free. Lord, send a word, oh God, to call some lost soul to cry out, what must I do to be saved? Lord, send a word in the name of Jesus to draw someone that has drifted away from you. Lord, draw them back. Lord, send a word so that the weak can say that I am strong. Lord, send a word so the strong can bear the infirmities of the weak. Lord, just send a word. And for this, we thank you. Can the church say in Jesus' name? Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Surely we do thank God for being here today. Amen. And let's go back to Ephesians chapter 5. And we're going to read verses 18, 19. And then back to Psalm 19, verse 14, which is where we get our thought. Amen. Verse 18 reads, And be not drunk with wine, wherein is, but be filled with the. So it's important that you have the Holy Ghost. He said, don't just have it a little bit, but be what? Filled with the Spirit, speaking to your. So when you have the Holy Ghost, when you got God's Spirit, you will speak to your, speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Because I'm what? I'm filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. And Psalms 19, verse 14 reads, let the words, I'm filled with the Spirit, so I'm about to sing some songs. I'm about to speak, right? So let the words and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. With those three verses and thought, our message is, what have you been saying to yourself? Amen. What have you been saying to yourself? Amen. And if we're going to have a subtopic to that, is what have you been thinking? What have you been thinking? Amen. The scripture reads, when you're filled with the Spirit, you got to speak to your, to yourself. Amen. I'm so mindful of the time when David had lost everything. His family was taken, the city was burned, and those that were even close to him spoke of stoning him. And the scripture said David had to speak to himself. And he had to encourage himself in the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you're filled with the Spirit, you don't worry about nothing but what's in the Lord. So the scripture said that even though David had lost everything, his wife, his children, and all his possession, he still had a mind to encourage himself. So I believe David was speaking some positive things into his spirit. Amen. It's so important to realize this afternoon that we create our atmosphere. We create our atmosphere. The scripture said, a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we create our atmosphere. How do we create it? Through what we speak and what we think. We create our own atmosphere. Amen. For instance, you ever see someone that all they ever do is grumble, complain, and murmur? Never got anything to say. That atmosphere is a very lonely atmosphere. Because everybody else wants to get out of that atmosphere. But you ever see someone who's pleasant, who has a merry heart? And the Bible says a merry heart does good like a medicine. A merry heart, the Bible says, maketh a cheerful countenance. I'm quoting y'all some Proverbs, because y'all been reading from right one chapter every day. That's what we're trying to establish. We're going to read one chapter of Proverbs every day, so I'm giving you some tidbits out of it, right? But it says, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. So what you think is reflected on the outside. Your words, your thoughts create your atmosphere. Did you know that? Amen. There's a saying in psychology that says that your thoughts, your words are like magnets. And whatever you think, whatever you speak, it draws the equivalency. So when you just deal negative, oh, how are you? Well, I'm just this. I'm just sad. I just don't have it. You're creating your own. You ever talk to me? I ain't gonna be too psychology. I'm just gonna tell you the truth. Because he said, if you are filled with the Spirit, you're supposed to speak to yourself in song, hymns, and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Hallelujah. So everything ain't all right, but I'm still gonna speak some songs. I'm gonna speak some hymns. I'm gonna speak some spiritual songs. And if we go all the way back up to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, be ye followers of God. That followers mean imitate God. Duplicate how God acts. Do what God does when he's in an unfavorable position. Do like God. Look at somebody and say, you gotta be like God. Now, I ain't mocking, but I ain't talking. either be like, because you ain't God. There ain't what? One God. Scripture said one Lord, one faith, and there ain't but one God. Scripture says in Deuteronomy 6:4, behold Israel, the Lord our God is. So there ain't but one. Right? But I'm saying you got to try to duplicate what God duplicated. So even when things are miserable, even when things are falling apart, I got to speak to myself. I can't speak about woe is me, and I can't speak about if you all the trouble I've been through, and if you just understood, but I got to speak some positive things, because what I speak creates my environment. What I speak creates my atmosphere. Hallelujah. Some people say, every time I go home, I got nothing but trouble. What are you speaking? What are you thinking? What are you saying? It creates your atmosphere. Y'all want a scripture definition? I'm always gonna have a word to back me up. Right, so let's go to Job chapter 3. How do you know Job had some of the worst trouble there ever was? Job had more trouble than anybody. But let's go to Job chapter 3. Just to let you know that you can create either a godly and a positive atmosphere, or you can create an ungodly and an unpositive atmosphere. You can create a spiritual and a saved atmosphere, or you can create an unspiritual and an unsaved atmosphere. Amen. The Bible says we cannot straddle the fence. We cannot be lukewarm. We have to either be on fire for God or we have to be cold. You cannot straddle the fence. What you speak is what you become. Can we say praise the Lord? So Job chapter 3, now we know Job had some of the worst trouble. But Job didn't tell anybody. But we're going to find out Job thought his trouble into existence. Did you know that? Job thought his trouble into existence. Verse 1 of Job 3 reads, after this, after Job had been lost everything and had been stricken with boils on the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, the Bible says that he was in so much agony, he was in so much pain when his friend came to comfort him for 7 days and 7 nights. All they could do is cry and look at him. They couldn't say anything. So Job was really going through something. But it said, he opened his mouth and cursed the day. And verse 2 reads, and Job spake and said, let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said that a man shall conceive. Verse 4 reads, let the day be darkness. Let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. Now, you can read in between, but let's skip down to verse 20. Your thoughts create your environment. What you speak brings it into existence. So if you think, whoa, 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 you will eventually reap whoa, whoa, whoa. If you think positive and you think godly and you think good things, that is the environment you're going to create. So it says about Job, verse 20. He says, wherefore is life given to him that is in misery, and life unto the bitter end soul, which long for death, but it cometh not, and digging up for him more than his treasures, which rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave. So why is life given to a man whose way is hid, and whom God hath hedged in? Verse 24 says, for my sign cometh before I eat, my groanings are poured out like waters. Now, Job didn't tell anybody this, but he, look at somebody and say, he thought it. Your thoughts will bring the equivalency. So Job said, for the thing which I greatly feared is, he didn't speak it, but he thought it. He entertained it. So his thoughts were created in an environment and he didn't even realize it. He said, the thing which I feared the most has come upon me, and that which is not wild, which I was afraid of, is come unto me. He said, I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet
Who did he tell? But he thought it. So our speech, our thinking creates an environment. Job had all of that trouble because he was thinking about it before it even happened. Hallelujah. We need to learn to change how we think. We need to learn to change the things that we focus on. Hallelujah. Stop focusing on all of the negatives. Stop focusing on all of the woes. Stop focusing and talking about how bad it is. Let's speak to yourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. The psalmist says, search me, O God, and know anybody, O God, just to search me. Lord, I want to be clean from the inside out.
It produced an atmosphere. So the question is, what are you thinking of? What are we focusing on today? What do we speak? And then, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, that's why it's so important that you have the Holy Ghost evidence by speaking in tongues, then you're filled with the Spirit, then the Bible says you can speak to yourself. Right? And what are you going to speak? Not the troubles, not about what everybody has done to me. I'm not just going to speak on the goodness of Jesus. I'm going to speak of all that he's done for me. And in the end, my soul is going to cry out. My soul's going to cry out. Hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I'm wondering this afternoon, what have we been focusing on? What have we been dwelling on? Because that's what's going to produce itself in your atmosphere. If you produce nothing, if you can never say anything good, guess what you're going to always have? Trouble. Amen. So you have to learn to speak some things into your atmosphere, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. So we have to guard the things that try to come into us. We have to guard the things that try to attack us. We have to guard the things that try to overcome us. And this is a great word on scripture, because what it really means is you got to be like a guard watching over a prisoner. When it says keep thy heart with all diligence. Right? I can't stay there too long. Amen. Well, when it says this is like a prisoner, and you are a guard, you got to watch what that prisoner does. You got to watch the good. You got to watch the bad. Most of all, you have to control what comes in. Well, why do you have to control what comes in? Because whatever comes in eventually will come out. He says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the... Your life is determined by what you think, by what you meditate on, by what you focus on the most. That is your life. That is your environment. That is you, because out of the heart proceeds all of the issue of life. And then if we would go to Psalm 141 and verse 3, David prays a prayer to God. He says, Lord, set a watch over my mouth. Why are you going to set a watch over my mouth? Because I'm going to be careful what comes out. So you have to guard your heart and you have to guard your mouth. And that's what the enemy so astutely and wisely used against a child of God. We put everything out of our mouth. Amen. And we're speaking it into the environment, because life and death are in the power of the tongue. Amen. So whatever you're speaking, whatever you're focusing on, whatever you're dwelling on, that is now your environment. Can we say praise the Lord? So the question is, what have you been focusing on? What have you been thinking about? What have you been saying? yourself. What have you been saying to yourself? What have you been saying to others? That is your environment. That is your atmosphere. Now the devil is still the devil, and he's going to always try to creep into your environment. He's going to always try to influence your atmosphere. Some people say, I just never have anything good at home, because you have not produced the right thing in your environment. You cannot let anything come out of your mouth and let anything come to your heart and think you're going to have a good environment. It does not work. Why we say it? The Word of God says. Amen. Because you are what you think. You are what you speak. So we have to learn to change the way we think. Well, how do we change it? Speak to yourself in Psalms. Speak to yourself in Hymns. Speak to yourself in spiritual songs. Making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Stop allowing the devil to twist God's word. Stop allowing the devil to speak all of this negative stuff in us. Most of us, not most of you all, but most of the people on the internet that might be listening to this, they don't ever expect anything good. They always expect something bad. So guess what you get? Just what you, right? Whatever you focus on. Whatever you think about, that is what you are producing in your environment. So if you produce, now I've known people for years, I actually read a story that of a lady that said, oh, I'm gonna die. This is a true story. She said, I'm gonna die of cancer before I'm 40 years old. Guess what? She died of cancer before she was. Why not change how we think? Why not change what we say? Why not change our approach? Because our thoughts and our words are creating an environment. Hallelujah. Now, the devil is so shrewd, he makes us think, well, you know, I can have the best of both worlds. I can have God, and I can still hold on to the word. Not so. Because Revelation says, unto the angel of the church of the Laodicea, write these things, says he. He said, because you are lukewarm, God said, I will spew you. Well, what was wrong with lukewarm Laodicean church? They spoke good and they spoke bad. They entertained God, but then they entertained the world. So they never had a conviction to do anything because they were walking in the middle, because they were too afraid to let go of the world or to hold on to it, and didn't have the conviction or the courage to hold on to God. So they created an environment, and the Bible said that environment was lukewarm. And God says, I don't like that, so I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. We need to learn to create the right environment by what we speak and by what we say. The question is, just think, what do you focus on the most? What do you talk about the most? Do you talk about the goodness of the Lord and how good God has been? Or do you talk about everything you don't like? Everything that's happening to me. Do we have some of those pity parties? Y'all heard of a pity party? I guess I'm talking to a foreign people. Y'all ever had no pity party?
So, just so long.
I ain't going to be too far. I ain't going to be too far. But your words and your thoughts creates your environment. Amen. He said, why can't I be blessed like that individual? Because that individual speaks an environment of blessings. Your words, your speech is an environment of curses. Because all you ever talk about is woe is me. And the more woes you have, the more woes you will get. How do we know? Look at Job. Job said, the thing that I fear the most. Who did he tell? He didn't tell anybody until it actually what happened. But the problem was he thought it too much. He had too much on his mind, the negatives, the trouble. If it's going to happen. The Bible said he was afraid that his children would do things, so he lifted up sacrifice. And then one day all of his children was born. Your thoughts, your words produce your environment. That's why God instructs us that we're saved in church and filled with the Spirit. We gotta speak stuff and make a melody in our hearts. Yeah, come on, you're talking.
produce that environment. But you got to learn to speak the right things. Now in the beginning, I'm going to go back to Job. In the beginning of Job, he talked about woe is me. Now let's go to Job, the 42nd chapter. Job eventually learned some things when he started communing with God. In the 38th chapter, God begins to talk to Job, and he talks to Job all the way up to chapter 42. But Job learns in communicating with God. He said, look, I got to learn to start speaking the right things. I can't keep speaking all of the wrong stuff. Job said, I got to learn to speak the things that actually glorifies God. Amen? If I don't have it, let me see if I can find it. If not, I'll go to my Bible. Job 42. Let me go there. I do have it somewhere here, but I kind of mixed myself up. Let's go here. Because your thoughts produce your environment. Even if you like Job, you got a lot of trouble. If you get it right, God will respond to your trouble. I believe it's Job 42 and verse 8. Let's go to verse 8 of Job 42. Your thoughts, your speech, your action will produce an environment. What kind of environment do you have in your house? What kind of environment do you have as you go around? What is your environment? Can we say praise the Lord? Verse 7 reads, after God had spoken to Job and finally got Job's attention. Verse 7 reads, and it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and thy two friends. Why? For ye have not spoken with me the things that are. So God gets angry when we don't talk right. God gets angry when we don't speak the right things. His wrath was what? Kindled. What did they do? They what? Spoke the wrong thing. We create our environments by what we say. We create our environments by what we speak. Amen. And verse 8 reads, therefore take unto you now 7 bullocks, 7 rams, and go to my servant Job and offer up for yourself a burnt offering. And my servant Job shall pray for you, and I will accept that, lest I deal with you after your. God said, now if you get it right, yes, you were in error. Yes, you were doing the wrong thing. He said, but if you get it right, he said, I'm going to accept you. And why would God accept you? He said, for in that ye have not spoken the thing which is right, like my servant Job. So God responds to you when you speak the right things. Can we say praise the Lord? So what have you been speaking to yourself? What have you been saying to others? What have you been thinking? What kind of action are you projecting? Either it's one that's going to glorify and honor God, it's going to be one just like Eliphaz and his two friends that will make God angry. What have you been saying? How have you been acting? What kind of environment have you been creating? How many know that God always has a way out? Come on, how many know that God has a way out? Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. But it's important that we learn to speak and think the right things. Can we say praise the Lord? Amen. I don't know where you've been and I don't know what you've been doing, but it's time for a change. It's time for you to change how you've been acting. It's time for you to change your whole disposition. God does not like an ugly disposition. God does not like an ungodly disposition. And God does not like it when you straddle the fence and won't go forward, you won't go backwards, you won't do anything. God hates that because God wants you to make a choice. The choices that we make create our environment. Now just think, when is the last time you've really been happy? When the joy of the Lord is supposed to be our strength. And the scripture says, if you're saved, it's with joy that we draw waters out of the wells of salvation. If you're saved, when is the joy? Hallelujah. If God has spent all of that and everything else, why don't you have joy? The psalmist, David, when he got to the point where he messed up so bad, he said, Lord, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. He said, Lord, then will you restore the joy upon me? spirit. Hallelujah. Just do what's right and God will do everything else. But you got to change what you've been saying and you got to change what you've been thinking. Because the devil is so shrewd, he will mess us up. Amen. Before we go there, can we go to Zephaniah? I'm going to read you a scripture in Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 12. Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 12. This is when God was trying to get his people attention. And they were doing everything else, but forgot about God. Zephaniah, somebody said, what is Zephaniah? It's one of the minor prophets. Zephaniah chapter 1. We're going to read something. In Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 12, is the equivalency of Revelation 3, 14 through 20, when God deals with the lukewarm church. Because the people of God wouldn't make it the choice. They wanted to have the best of both worlds. Yes, I want to be in church, but I don't want to let go of the world. God said, if that's your mindset, he said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Zephaniah 1, verse 12 reads, and it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with candles. He said, listen, at that time I'm going to come looking for all of those that haven't been doing the right thing. All of those that are rejecting one thing. He said, I'm going to come looking for you. I'm going to come with a candle, which means a lamp of all. God is going to be looking. And God said, I don't care where you go, there won't be a hiding place. Can we say praise the Lord? He said, and punish men that are settled on their leaves. You know, when you say, this ain't you, Elder Gibbs, when he talk about leaves. Right? I'm trying to make y'all smile something. Y'all some serious people. We trying to get it together. When they settle their leaves, when they make wine, the waste part of the wine would fall to the bottom of the barrel. That was the leaf was the waste part. So what this really means is that people have become so complacent. Right? Instead of being bubbling like wine, they just settle at the bottom and relax. They didn't do anything. They wouldn't make a stand for God. They wouldn't do anything. They just settled on their leaves. And they wouldn't do anything. Now the problem with that is, it's all right for the wine to be there for a little while, but the longer it stays, the worse the wine gets, to the point that it becomes syrup and all you can do is throw it out. So God said, now I'm searching for those that have become complacent. I'm searching for those that are just lukewarm in their salvation. And this is what he said, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do. They said, listen, I'm just going, God, you know, I've been doing this way for so long, God won't do good or he won't do evil. Be assured of one thing. I heard the Bible say the word of God will find you out. So you can get complacent and you can hold on to the world. You can hold on to God and say, well, what? God ain't did nothing yet. Eventually, God will speak. Eventually, God will call your sins to record. Eventually, you're going to have to give an account of everything done in your body. Hallelujah. And your environment. What environment are we creating? Philippians 4, verse 5. We'll close here. Amen? So do we have, what is your environment? What have you been creating? The scripture reads, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. He says, be careful. Right? Change what you think. Change your approach to your problem. Get rid of all that anxiety. Amen. Get rid of all that worry. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and change what you think. Change the approach. Change what you're trying to get from God. In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And if you do that, he said, and the what?
Peace of God.
And the what? The peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds. Change your way of thinking. Change the way you're speaking. Change your approach to the problem. Change your approach to life. When you do it God's way and allow God to have his way, he said, the peace of God which passes, you won't have to worry about what's coming your way. Hallelujah. But then he said that if you don't really get it, in verse 8 he says, finally, my brother. Hallelujah. You got to change what you've been thinking. You got to change what you've been holding in your heart. You have to change your approach. He said, finally, my brother, whatsoever things are honest, right? Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of, you got to change what you've been thinking. You got to change your approach. You have to change your atmosphere. Well, where does it start? It starts with what you have been thinking. Right? When you change that, then you change how God views you, and then that brings the equivalency in our blessing from God. God won't bless a mess. God will only bless when we get it right. Amen. He said, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. He says, those things which you have both received and learned and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. You want peace, you got to change what you're thinking. You want deliverance, you have to change your approach, as we all say. God will bless you when you do it any kind of way. Amen. Every time I read that about Job, Job feared the trouble before it came, and guess what? It came. And I'm wondering this afternoon, as the elders, the ministers, and the altar workers come forward, what has been on our mind? You got to think what's true, what's honest, what's just, what's pure, what's lovely, what's all things of a good report. Everything else, throw it in the garbage. You have to change your environment. You can't have peace, you can't have joy if you have a bad environment. Change the way you think and you will change your whole approach to life. You won't wake up every morning dreading to see the day, because you'll say, I can just count my blessings and name them. Anybody been blessed this afternoon? I know I've been blessed. So I'm just going to count my blessings and name them one by one and see what the Lord has done. I like the song when he said, my soul is back in wonder. Have I got old? Hallelujah. I couldn't do it by myself. I couldn't do it on my own ability. I did it because the God of peace was with me. Hallelujah. The Bible said, God will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on Him. I don't have peace. Where is your mind? I don't have joy. Where is your mind? Because we have the assurance from God. In Isaiah 26 and 3, He said, if thou will keep thy mind on me, God said, I give you perfect peace. Now, God didn't just say peace. I'm not talking about the peace of the world here. God will give us peace beyond all understanding. You could be going through one of the worst times of your life, and somebody look at you and say, how'd you get over it? He said, it was grace. Hallelujah. It was His grace that brought me safe thus far. Hallelujah. When I couldn't figure it out, it was God that picked me up and carried me. When I thought I was going to fall, God picked me up and carried me. Why? I'm dependent on God. Today we need to change our approach. We need to change our thoughts. We need to change our speech. Listen, if life and death is in the power of the